This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Dr. Squatch. When your personal care routine needs a refresh, Dr. Squatch is here to help. They have high-performing natural products with no harmful ingredients that'll have you looking and smelling your best. Like the Bay Rum soap and deodorant. It smells delightfully spicy. And right now, they have an amazing offer for new customers. Get 20% off your first purchase of any amount or a subscription order by going to drsquatch.com/Spotify or use the code Spotify at checkout.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast network.
Hey, Dolphins, this is Michael Fink with the FinFans podcast. Each week we come to you and bring you our opinions on what's going on within the Dolphins organization. During the season, you'll hear two shows each week where we review and preview each game. We shoot straight from the hip and have fun in doing so. We'd like to thank both the Dolphins Talk Network and the Pigskin Podcast Network for their support. Make sure to check them out. Please leave us a review at Apple Podcasts or wherever you may listen to your podcasts. Please make sure to follow the show. That way you'll know when a new one comes out. It's truly appreciated. All right, let's kick off today's show. All right, it's another podcast. San Francisco game ended a few hours ago, and I'm here with Louis Rigoni.
Hello, disappointed Dolphins.
That was disappointing. You had hoped they'd go out there and they would be competitive and they would really, you know, fight and make it a close game or maybe potentially win the game. I did predict them to win the game. You did not. But watching that game, I mean, you kind of felt bad for Tua because he just couldn't do it. I mean, he just couldn't do it. He was off the majority of the game. And it wasn't one of his better days. We've seen quarterbacks go through that from time to time. It happens. But it was really a bad time for it because you're playing a good team on the road and you really want to get that momentum of winning that game and then going into Los Angeles and being able to compete against the Chargers and have confidence. Do you think they'll be a confident team when they go into LA?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they'll bounce back. I mean, this is a situation where Tua has to bounce back, Mike. I think the team overall was prepared. They were coached up. The plays were there, and they were left on the field. They didn't execute. I mean, you know, I felt that Moose Johnston, you know, the commentator during the game who I was listening to, did a great job in evaluating the game as a whole. He said the plays were there. We just didn't execute them. And, you know, the receivers were open. The quarterback didn't put the ball in the receiver's hands over and over again. You know, a couple of them resulted in turnovers. And, you know, the touchdown at the end of the game was sealed at that point. But, you know, I felt we lost this game in the first half, Mike. It was an overall bad, bad half for Tua, you know, and some of the third quarter as well. I mean, you know, you're in that situation. You're in those third down situations because there's guys running open down the field and you're not hitting them. You know, you're high or you're bouncing one. You know,
he was off. I mean, he was off.
He was definitely off. I mean, yeah. You know, it was a frustrating game to watch because, you know, and I say this all the time, I hate when you leave plays on the field. You know, if we went back and forth, and, you know, they just outplayed us completely. You know, they just made plays on defense. They made plays on the offensive side, which they did. But
of course they did.
You know, they had to, you know, to win this football game. But we didn't. And I felt that if we would have done, if we, you know, like when they were completing passes down the field, they were contested. You know, some of them, you know, they had a good game plan. You know, they had some screens. They isolated McCaffrey. I mean, that was their biggest weapon, McCaffrey out of the backfield. I mean, I felt that, you know, overall, we did a decent job defensively, even though it was a backup quarterback that came in. And again, you know, the backup quarterback situation is an odd thing because, you know, you don't know what this guy is capable of doing.
You don't know what you're going to get.
And they put a great game plan in for him. I mean, you know, they weren't really going down the field at all. You know, they were just...
they gave him manageable throws.
Manageable throws. You know, we were throwing the ball down the field. We had receivers running open, and we just weren't making the passes. Tua was off.
You know, the first pass he threw, Lewis, wasn't off.
No, the first pass of the game was great. And then, you know, the first
10 seconds into the game, you're winning 7-0 and you're excited, you know.
The pass to the, you know, to Hill in the fourth quarter was great, too. It was right on the dime. He was wide open. But this is what I'm talking about. I mean, there were plays left on the field over and over and over again. I hated the fact that, you know, all the commentators that I've heard after the game, you know, the summaries, this and that, it was the 49er defense this and the 49er defense that. And you know what? Not for nothing, but we had guys wide open and we had opportunities. And, you know, we should have really converted on a lot of those. I mean, you know, Waddle wound up with 7 yards receiving in the game on one catch, and he was targeted 5 times. And the other 4 targets were 20, 25 yards down the field, and they all should have been completions because he was open. It was frustrating. You know, there was some in the Hill that were off. I mean, the one in the flat that wound up getting picked off was just a bad throw. Yeah,
when he was going downfield, he was high, you know, wild high most of those throws.
Or low. You know, he bounced one in on third down. I mean, he was definitely off. And I mean, you know, to sit here and say, well, you know, quarterbacks have bad days and this and that and all that stuff. I mean,
well, you have to say that it's true.
You have to be able to step up when you start playing these better football teams.
Agreed.
And I felt that the team, you know, overall, you know, came to play. I felt the coaching was good. And, you know, our quarterback let us down today. The defense didn't play great, but they're going against a really good offense. And I felt that they kept us in this game for a long while.
We were within one score in the fourth quarter, right?
Yes, we were. You know, after the pass to Hill, you know, it tightened the game up quite a bit. And then the defense allowed them to get some first downs. Listen, they have some really exceptional players. And, you know, I talked about during the preview show, the Yak. You know, they didn't get hurt by that so much today. I mean, Samuel, when he was catching balls, when he was running the ball, there were 5-6 guys around him, just like I said, we had to do. I mean, and they did a pretty good job on him. I mean, he had six catches.
McCaffrey hurt him. That was where they got hurt.
Ayuk, 5 catches for 46 yards. You know, Samuel, 6 catches for 58. His longest was 12 yards. I mean, you know, I felt they did a very Kittle, 2 catches for 22 yards. Yep. I mean, no touchdowns among those 3 guys. Where they got hurt was by McCaffrey out of the backfield. They isolated him. They did a really good job in doing that. And, you know, there were times in the game where we were doing the same thing to them. I mean, Ingold had 3 catches for 15 yards, and he could have had a couple more. I mean, you know, Tua ignored him on a few plays and went a little bit farther down the field, but that play was there all day long to Ingold in the flat, and I felt that the running backs, you know, had we isolated them on the outside, it was there all day as well. But, you know, with that being said, there wasn't really a reason to change a game plan because it wasn't like San Francisco was getting a ton of pressure and Tua was being forced to throw the ball early or late. You know, they held up well, the offensive line. The receivers were getting open down the field, so why would you change the game plan when, you know, your quarterback's just got to put the ball in the receiver's hands? There really wasn't a reason to do it. And the fourth quarter, you know, we came out, we threw the long touchdown pass, and we were driving the football well late in the game, and, you know, we just had the situation where Gesicki on the outside, you know, not being able to catch a ball. That was one of two of his better throws of the game, believe it or not. You know, he got it in right around the defender, and Gesicki just couldn't pull it in. It's disappointing, Mike. I mean, you know, you can tell by my voice that I'm a little bit disappointed, you know, because I felt that it was a winnable football game.
It was. It was. But, you know, if you're going to win a game on the road, you're going to do it behind your quarterback executing. And today, we just didn't have that. So, you know, that explains the loss. But yet, even with that, with as poorly as he played early, you were still in it in the fourth quarter. And
right.
That, you know, that's the part that bugs me, because they got to take advantage of that, you know.
Absolutely.
But they couldn't, and that's that. So, you know, we'll go out to Los Angeles and we'll play the Chargers, and hopefully we have a better result.
Yeah, the Chargers are not nearly as good a football team as the 49ers. You know, their offensive line, I mean, they lost to the Raiders today, the Chargers. So,
yeah.
You know, we're not going to – they do have a lot of good offensive players in Eckler and all those, you know, and Keenan Allen, and I'm sure Mike Williams, because that's just our luck, I'm sure. He'll be back next week, you know, so they'll probably be at full strength in regard to skill positions. Their offensive line is not very good. You know, Herbert's been harassed all year.
Yeah, and they've been pretty beat up on defense as well.
Yeah, and their defense can be scored upon. So I think you're looking at a different animal altogether next week. You know, getting back to this game, you know, it's a situation where I thought going in that the offensive line was definitely going to be a problem, and they held up pretty doggone well today as far as I was concerned.
Well, you look, and they gave up, right, 3 sacks to Bosa, but I agree with you. I don't think the offensive line played poorly. You know, I don't think they were able to run the ball very successfully, and really they didn't.
They didn't attempt to, Mike. Yeah, they only ran the ball 8 times the whole game.
That's what I was going to say. They really didn't attempt to.
Not at all.
But, you know, I mean, it's understandable why, right? They have really good linebackers and, you know.
Number one run defense, Mike. That's exactly why they felt that the mismatch. I mean, listen, you know, go ahead. You still had a thought?
No, go ahead.
I mean, the situation is this, is that why would you even run the football if your receivers can beat their guys across the board, whether it be Sherfield, whether it be Craig Kraft, whether it be Tua or Waddle? The guys were getting open. They were down the field, and they were open over and over again, even in gold in the flat, as I mentioned. You know, Smythe had some nice catches down the field. There were guys open, and they were making plays. And so, you know, you don't change your game plan simply because you're just not connecting from point A to point B. You know, they needed to execute. The game plan was fine, you know, the execution was not, and that's where we faltered. So there really wasn't a need to run the football at any point in this football game because, you know, they, you know, even though they weren't successful, they should have been.
I might have tried to run the ball just to give the defense a little bit of a rest at times, but, you know, if you go 3 and out, you're not resting them either. So,
and we were going,
it depends on how you look at it.
No, exactly. I mean, you know, you just mentioned a little while ago, you know, hindsight, you know, but the bottom line is this, is that, you know, they felt that they, you know, obviously the game plan was to come in and attack. And, you know, I had an idea that they were going to do this simply because they are the number one run defense, San Francisco.
Right.
And we were down linemen. So I felt that the best way to attack them is with our best players trying to beat their secondary, which they did all day today. You know, it's just, again, unfortunate we didn't execute. But with all that being said, you go out there and, you know, defensively, you allowed, you know, a rookie quarterback to make plays over and over and over again, especially in third downs. I mean, you know, they were successful when we weren't. You know, and there's no excuse for that. I mean, I felt the defense did a decent job, but it could have been better. Mike, the pass rush when we don't blitz is just hideous. It really is. I mean, there were times where this kid was just sitting there all day long and had way too much time to throw the football. And, you know, I felt that the defensive coordinator did a good job by sending blitzes from time to time. They didn't really get hurt on them, per se. you know, I felt that they were effective for a while in the football game. And, you know, over and over again, they had stops. You know, they just didn't stop them enough. You know, they were able to make enough plays. I mean, the kid threw for over 200 yards.
They converted half their third downs,
yes,
at least early in the game. I'm not sure how it finished.
Yep. Mike, the pass rush is a problem. You know, I really don't understand it because you got the players there, you know, that can do it. And they're just not, you know, I said it, you know, if Garoppolo, you know, had stayed healthy for the game, you know, I don't know what the situation would have been. But, you know, I said that the key to this football game is getting pressure on the quarterback and, you know, not allowing them to pick up these first downs because they like to run the football. You know, they like to grind it out.
Right.
They don't throw the ball deep an awful lot. You know, they like to run Sam, you know, Debo and McCaffrey and this other kid, Mason. And, you know, they throw the ball to Kittle and Ayuk and so on and so forth. But they're not a dynamic down the field offense. So, you know, I felt that they allowed a lot, you know, the third down situations for one reason or another. You know, they were converting over and over again, and our defense just wasn't making enough stops. And a lot of it had to do with the pressure on the quarterback. I mean, Baker was around the quarterback on his blitzes. And, you know, past that, you know, we had, what did we wind up having? Like, we had like five sacks, didn't we, in the game?
Not sure if we had that many or not.
It was either four or five.
Looking at third downs, we were over seven for the game, and they were 8 of 19.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and you know what? That's not a horrible number, 8 of 19. I mean, they stopped them 11 different times. But, Mike, what were we? What'd you say we were?
0 for 7.
0 for 7. So we were, we had 7 third down opportunities. They had 19. Now, that's telling in itself,
of course,
isn't
it? Yes.
You know,
defense couldn't get off the field, and
right,
your offense, once they did get the ball, couldn't do anything with it.
No, we had too many three and outs today. And, you know, it's something that hasn't bit us.
We sacked them 4 times.
We sacked them 4 times. You know, we, it's funny because, you know, I'm talking about the pass rush and that we got to get to it. But, you know, they had pressures. I don't know how many pressures they had. I don't know if you have that number in front of you.
No, I don't.
But they had 4 sacks, and I'm still complaining about the pass rush because he simply had way too much time. When we just send four down linemen, we just don't get enough pressure on the quarterback. They sit there flat-footed for forever, and he was able to complete some third downs because of it, you know. So it is what it is. I felt that overall the defensive line, Siler and Wilkins, had great games. I mean, would you agree with that?
I thought they both played exceptionally well. I mean, I saw, you know, them get pushed out of a run play once or twice. But, you know, by and large, I think they're both doing a very good job in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, McCaffrey had 66 yards. You know, you take away his 30-yard run in the fourth quarter and, you know, 16 carries for 36 yards. I mean, that's a little bit over 2 yards per carry on his other 16 carries.
And they're a big reason why.
What's that, Mike?
They're a big reason why the guys.
Exactly. Absolutely. I felt they did a decent job against the run. You know, Debo Samuel, 4 carries for 5 yards. I mean, you know, I don't know what more you could ask of, you know, from the defense. I mean, defensively, they probably gave up, I would say, what, 20 points. You know, our offense turned the ball over. We actually gave them a defensive score, and we turned the ball over on interceptions that they wound up getting field goals out of. You know, our defense held up, and we gave them field goals. So, you know, defense gave up 20 points today. Our offense.
The problem with the defense, Lewis, is they were on the field for 40 minutes. And, you know, they had to get off it more than they did. They needed to cause more turnovers or make more stops or do whatever they needed to do.
Right.
And that didn't happen as often as it should have.
Right.
But collectively, I mean, I don't think they played a poor defensive game. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problems were on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, we had, listen, 17 points, Mike. I mean, you know, we both talked about this. prior that you know, that obviously that wasn't gonna win the football game for you. It's not.
I told you I thought it would be about 24-20.
Yeah.
It could have been about 24-20 had Tua been a little sharper.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, I had the score. I predicted 2017. You know, I predicted us at 17 points, which is what we got to.
I don't like your prediction.
But only for the simple fact that I felt the offensive line was not going to be able to hold up. Yeah. Now, you know, when you look at the game after the fact, you know, and you're looking at this thing and how it's unfolding, you know, I'm thinking to myself, the offensive line is holding up pretty well here. You know, we've got an opportunity and we had opportunities and, you know, we should have had more points than 17 on the board, and they shouldn't have had 33 points on the board. I mean, the turnovers were just, you know, they were game changing.
You know, you can do this after every loss, though, can't you? I mean, you know, if we'd have done this and they wouldn't have done that, we'd have been better.
You know? Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, that goes without saying. But, you know, there's a reason why the score was 32-17. Sure. And, you know, that's what we're discussing. You know, so, you know, when you look at the game and you look at the fact that, you know, the defense, you know, they're holding on. Mike, listen, they're not. Our defense right now, as it is, you know, with the guys on the football field, they're not a Super Bowl caliber defense. I mean,
no, they're not.
You know, they're holding it together as best they can. I think they're doing a great job coaching wise, but we're shorthanded. You got guys, you know, Eric Rowe's on the field starting at safety right now.
Problem.
You know, I mean, you got Crossen and Kahoo, you know, playing at, you know, at the cornerback and nickel positions, you know. And
you know, Kahoo's done a respectable job. Mike, I mean, he's made some mistakes, but he's done a respectable job.
They are. They're doing a decent job. But you just mentioned turnovers. And, you know, we've got guys, you know, you brought in Chubb to get those type of plays, you know, to make turnovers, you know, to create turnovers. You've got guys at the line of scrimmage and at the linebacker position that have to make plays. We have to get turnovers. I mean, you know, we lost the turnover battle today, big time. What did we turn the ball over? Three times that we, you know, X-Man had an interception. You know, we lost
maybe
the turnover
one he shouldn't have
again.
Had. He probably should have let that hit the ground.
Exactly.
We'd like to throw a shout out to DraftKings for sponsoring our show. And here's a little message, and we'll be right back. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner in the NFL, is my go-to when betting on the NFL this holiday season. I trust them. You get your money when you're supposed to. Everything is above board. Now, right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Now, check this out. Right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same-game parlay, and combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, point totals, and more. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost. The bigger your shot to win big. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code TPPN. Place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code TPPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See the show notes for details.
In those situations, all you're trying to do is just, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Play the game. And, yeah, he should have made a drop because it cost us about 25 yards of field position. But, you know, the bottom line is he was there. You know, he was isolated. We sent the blitz on that play. He was out there on the island, and he was right there. And, I mean, they did that quite a bit. They did a very good job, I felt, you know, defending them.
We had four turnovers of our own, you know, that we lost, and they had one. Of course, the last one was the backup quarterback, so I don't really count that because that game was over by then.
Right.
But, so when it mattered, we had three turnovers, and they had one.
Yep, exactly.
That was Howard's interception. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the penalties on the one drive hurt us.
Oh, I don't want to talk about penalties, man. Well, I just don't even want to talk about it because we got robbed a few times.
Oh, God, that tripping penalty, you know, was
weak. Weak sauce.
Just ridiculous. One of the pass interference calls was weak. And
just keep your flags in your pocket unless it's egregious, you know?
The holding on Hunt was a joke, too. It was our best run of the day.
Yeah.
You know, and that stalled the drive, you know, those penalties. I mean, listen.
Well, you heard what you said. You heard what Johnson said, right, Johnston?
Yeah, I did. He said something to the effect that, boy, if that's holding, you know, I got away with a lot of holding penalties over the course of my career.
Yeah, and you don't want to get flagged for shit like that. You know, if it's egregious and you really did something you shouldn't have, then throw a flag. But if it's borderline like that, please keep your flag in your pocket. You're just slowing down the game and pissing off people.
Absolutely. I mean, I mean, the offensive line, penalty-wise, I mean, you had the holding penalty on Hunt. Other than that, there was only a couple of other penalties.
Like we had eight penalties total, Lewis.
A false start across the offensive line, though, Mike. I really thought this was going to be a day from hell. I really did.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I felt there'd be four or five holding penalties. Uh-huh. We'd be in holes. They'd have, you know, 5, 6, 7 sacks.
Of those eight penalties, three of them are questionable. Okay, so you got five legitimate penalties, obvious penalties, you know.
Right. I mean, I think that across the offensive line, we may have had three penalties today. This is a good defense. I mean, you know, they were not the reason for us losing today. You know, by no means. The two tackles held up pretty doggone well, you know, as far as I'm concerned. You know,
well, Boza had his three sacks, you know, but
he did. He's going to get his. That's the way it is. You know, I mean, a couple of them were in third down situations, and, you know, that's what he does. He gets to the quarterback. But, Mike, you know, up until the fourth quarter, you know, when the game was basically over at that point, we were down by, I think, 10, you know, and then Tua got sacked and they ran the ball in. We were down by 10 at that point.
Yeah, by then they're just pinning their ears back and coming after.
Exactly.
And,
you know, when the game mattered, you know, they had two sacks and the guy dropped back how many damn times in the game? I mean, you know, he threw 33 passes. You know, to get to him twice, three times, whatever it was, 33 pass attempts, really isn't bad.
Yep.
Really isn't. I mean, that's actually 36 dropbacks because obviously he didn't attempt a pass if he got sacked.
Right. Right.
So on 36 dropbacks, you know, they had three sacks. And you know what, Mike? It's the pressures as well. I mean, he got pressured a few times, but it wasn't excessive. I mean, it was. This is why I'm frustrated right now because, you know, our weakness or coming into the game, what I felt would be our weakness would be our offensive line. I felt our defense would do exactly what they did, that they'd hold it together. You know, they wouldn't get embarrassed, and they didn't.
Right. Agreed.
You know, I felt that our receivers could beat their corners because I think our receivers can beat anybody's corners in the league, anybody's secondary in the league, and they proved that. You know, where we lost this game is just execution by the quarterback, getting the ball to the receivers, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
We've got to bounce back from it. Tua's got to bounce back. He's got to get back to what he's been doing. You know, we can't have another stink bomb because if we do, going into Buffalo, we're going to start getting in the – if we want to make the playoffs, we're going to start getting down to desperation. They have to win next week. You know, it's simple as that. They have to win. It's a must-win situation if they expect to make the playoffs. If you drop next week's game and go to 8-5, and then you have to go to Buffalo the following
week. That's not a good situation.
It's not a good situation. You know, you might be looking at 8-6. Because
you've still got to play the Jets and, you know, in New England. And, you know,
and as Green much Bay, as we, Mike.
Right, and Green Bay. And you could drop any one of those games.
Absolutely. Or all of them. You know, I don't think that. Well, I'm just saying that, you know, this is all – all these games are very, very tough competition. But, you know, if you're going to sit here and tell me that San Diego's a better team than we are, I'm going to tell you they're not. And I'm going to tell you the same thing about the Jets, and I'm going to tell you the same thing about New England.
Well, if you are what your record says you are, then you're right.
And Green Bay. I mean, those are four teams that I feel we are a better football team than. You know, Buffalo,
We're not better than Buffalo.
We may not beat Buffalo, but we're not better than Buffalo.
Right.
But we are capable of beating them, and that, you know,
capable of beating anybody if we play well.
Anything can happen. Exactly. You know, Tua's got to go out. He's got to have these last few games. He's got to go out and he's got to play a better football game than he did today.
He does.
Simple as that.
You know, the website 538, they have us at an 87% chance of making the playoffs as we sit now, a 19% chance of winning the division, a 5% chance of a first-round bye, and a 3% chance to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think, Mike, today, you know, what we saw was, you know, a defense that, you know, against the better teams is going to do everything they can to hold up, and they really do a good job. And they're not getting dynamic play from anybody. It's overall play. It really is. I mean, it's...
I don't know about that. I mean, I thought, you know, we've already talked about Wilkins and Sealer. And,
right.
I thought Phillips played really well.
Yeah, Ingram. I mean, you know,
I think in spots, these guys are all getting the job done. You know, it's the consistency.
Collectively.
And, yes.
Right. Collective. Yes. Mike, nobody is doing what you mentioned earlier, is coming up with a big play, a big strip sack,
right,
a big turnover, that type of thing.
I did see them trying.
they try every week. They always seem to be.
You know, it was one time Duke Riley tried to tackle the football instead of the player, and he got a few yards after that. But, you know, they're trying, and that's all you can do, right?
That's all you can do. There comes a point where, you know, next week, you know, Herbert, they have to harass. It's not a very good offensive line. He's just been getting pressured consistently all year, and, you know, we have to go in there next week and we have to do that. You know, we can't have him sitting back and just picking us apart in the secondary. We don't have the personnel, you know, right now with all the injuries to compete against something like that.
Yeah, we're missing a lot of players and, you know, we don't have that dominant defensive end, you know?
Right. I mean, Chubb's getting paid like a dominant defensive end.
I know he is.
He's got to start doing it. He's got to start coming up with a couple sacks a game and, you know, making some game-changing plays. Phillips, any number of these guys, you know, like we talked about, Wilkins and Sealer did a great job.
I'm serious, Lewis. I see Phillips getting better every game.
Oh, I agree. There's no doubt about that. I agree with you, but got to put that quarterback down on his ass. You know, you just do. Wilkins, it was an interesting stat because during the telecast, they said that he has like 13 hits for losses on running plays behind the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a season high, and he's still got, you know, what, 4 or 5 games left.
He had 12 tackles today.
Yeah. I mean, excellent. Just excellent. I mean, they're playing really, really good football across that, you know, in the middle. I mean, teams do not run the ball well against us. I mean, you know, this is one of the better
quarterbacks do, but running backs don't.
Yeah. I mean, the time of possession, you know, they were on the field for a long time today. Partially their fault, partially not.
Of course. You
know, they were just, you know, I hate the type of games, Mike, where, you know, you're basically just, you know, you're picking up third down and threes and the clock's ticking away and you're possessing the football. You know, it just eats at you, you know. And then we come on the field, we throw a long pass and we're off the field and defense is right back out there, right?
And then, you know, people have to take those type of games into consideration when you're evaluating the defense.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, they were on the field. I mean, what was the time of possession breakdown, Mike?
The 49ers were on the field almost 41 minutes.
41 out of the 60 minutes.
Yeah, almost 41, not quite.
Yeah, that's a lot of time.
So, you know, your defense is going to give up some plays when they're on the field for 40 minutes, and they've got to be better about getting off on third down. I mean, you know, like I said before, they gave up 8 third down conversions, and we'd really like to cut that number a little bit.
Without a doubt. Well, Mike, we've seen this defense do just that, you know, over and over and over again. But, you know, I think that at this point, you know, what we're looking at in our defense is basically, you know, a lot of Band-Aids. And
if Byron Jones can hear me, we'd really appreciate it if he got back.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's just, you know, Needham was just playing at a he was playing some really good football too. I mean, he's become a really solid
good football player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, him and, you know, Brandon Jones, you know, they do things that some of these other guys just aren't capable of doing.
Brandon Jones is real good at getting to the quarterback, something you're asking for.
Yep, exactly. You know, he blitzes well, he hits hard, you know, you know, Eric Rowe, you know, I felt did a decent job today, but, you know, he's, you know, they're backups for a reason, Mike, you know.
Yep.
You know, the linebackers, McCaffrey's, you know, he's difficult. You know, he's very difficult.
So, you know, Lewis, I mean, all we can do is look to next week and hope that we do better next Sunday night.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. I mean, what did you think of the, you know, the coaching, Mike? You know, as a whole.
My only nitpick is that fourth down that McDaniel went for, you know, back in our deep in our own territory. I did not like that.
You know,
because you're giving the game away if you don't make it.
Pretty much. Yeah.
You know, and I don't like that mentality. I know he's trying to be aggressive. I know he probably believed in the play he was calling. I get all that.
Right.
And they converted it. So good for him. But I hope he doesn't make that a habit, because that's going to backfire on you.
You know, it was ballsy. I will tell you that. I mean, I don't know if I've ever – what were they at, the 19-yard
line? Yes.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yes.
It's crazy, but they got it, right?
You're handing them a score if you don't make it, and, you know, you're one score down. Or what were they down? What were they down at the time?
They were one score down, I
believe. Yeah. So why would you do that? You know, it makes no sense to me, but – anyway,
I mean, I don't think he had a ton of.
That's my only nitpick. Okay, beyond that, I thought they coached a good game. I would have liked to see them run the ball maybe just a little bit better, but you know, it is what it is. Like you said, they're the number one run defense, and they didn't feel like they could challenge them.
Yeah, we didn't want to.
With both tackles out, that's understandable.
It definitely is, Mike. And on top of that, you know, once you start running the football, you get in the holding situations and stuff like that. And maybe they felt that. They just were not going to be able to run the football, so why even bother doing it? My one nitpick was the fourth down later on, Mike, you know, when, you know, Gesicki, who hadn't been targeted or been involved in the game in the least, was the guy that was targeted on the play. And, I mean, he would have been my fourth or fifth option as far as isolating a guy on the outside. I mean, who's going to cover Waddle or Tyreek Hill on that same pattern? Honestly, who's going to cover it? Even if it's 5 yards off the line of scrimmage, a simple in and out. They cannot, neither one of those guys can be covered. So isolate them. Even if you bring a safety over to that side, you know, you're talking about 5 to 6 yards off the line of scrimmage. They're not going to cover you. So, I mean, you know, and that was the biggest play of the game. I mean, you know, I just didn't understand out of all the guys, even Craycraft and Sherfield, anybody but Gesicki in that at that point.
You know, one of the things I've always said about Gesicki is he has great hands, but
should have caught that ball.
The hands weren't great on that play, you know.
It was one of two of his better throws. Yeah. I mean, the defense, Mike, and he doesn't. He's a guy that gets the least separation of of our guys the field.
No doubt.
So why isolate him? I mean, you know, if you had Ingold coming in front of, you know, him down the field 10 yards, Ingold coming out of the backfield in front of him, it's there. It was there all day today. As a matter of fact, you know, the fourth down that you were talking about at the 19, Ingold was wide open right in front of Tua. He could have just shuffled it to him and he had the first down. And for some crazy reason, it scared the living daylights out of me. He threw the ball 10 yards down the field to Tyreek and they converted. But he had Ingold right in front of him wide open. You know, that was a much safer, you know, and higher percentage completion situation there.
Yeah, isn't that the same play? He could have run for it as well.
He could have ran for it as well, too. He had the whole sideline. So, you know, it was only, a yard that we needed, right?
Yeah, now he's got his leg is bothering him, so I can understand him not running it. But I'm just saying
options.
It was there had he decided to.
Right, and on fourth down later on in the drive, they could have did it to the opposite, so whatever. I just didn't like the play call in a crucial situation. At any time I am going to do that. I'm isolating Tyreek on the outside and having him do a five-yard pattern. In or out, doesn't matter. They're not covering the guy. They're not going to cover him. It's an impossibility to cover.
Yeah, if they have outside leverage, you go in. If they have inside leverage, you go out.
Exactly. And you know what? The defender, usually, they're not going to play up at the line of scrimmage.
No, they're 10 yards off him at least. They're 10 yards off. Maybe 12.
I mean, on the interception that Tua threw, you know, Hill was wide open. He just threw it high, and it bounced off his hand. I mean, that type of play, when they send them in motion, you cannot cover it. I did not like the play call. And I did not like who they threw the ball to. And it was the biggest play of the game. So, you know, I had a problem with that. Other than that, I felt they did a great job. We got to pick it up and, you know, get excited about next Sunday night. Wow. Sunday night football. Tua better show up to play.
I'm sure he will.
He better show up to play, Michael.
I'm sure he will. I got confidence. We just got to see how his leg is, you know. But assuming he's healthy, I expect he'll be out there and he'll have a better performance.
Yep. Got to have it. Got to have it right now. Got to get to that 10 wins one way or another. I think 10 wins is going to get you in the playoffs. And, you know, that's a stepping stone for next year. You know, Mike, you know, us as Dolphin fans, we've got to be realistic. This isn't a Super Bowl team. It just isn't. You know, there's too many injuries on the defensive side. And, you know, as much as Tua right now, I mean, what we've seen of him and the season that he's having, I think this is what you have with Tua. You know, you know, you're going to have games like this. I mean, all quarterbacks do, but I think that Tua is playing probably at the highest possible level over the course of this season that he can. I don't know how much better he can actually get.
No, I'd agree with that.
You know, I think that we're seeing him at his best, you know, but today was, you know, a step backwards for a week. Now he's got to go over the next couple of weeks, couple steps forward.
To his credit, he took responsibility after the game. He was accountable, and I appreciate that. You know, he said the right things. That, you know, it was on him, and rightfully so. So he's a leader of the team, and that's what you have to do. You take accountability. So, you know, he knows it. I'm sure he'll do what he can to be better next week, and we'll see what happens.
You betcha.
So, all right, Lewis.
You bet your ass, Mike. You bet your ass.
I don't bet my ass for anybody. All right, that's going to do it for today. Thanks, Lewis, for joining me, and thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back Wednesday to preview the Los Angeles Chargers and see if we can figure out a way to beat them next Sunday, because we really need that game. Until then, everybody, fins up.
Fins up, Dolphins.
All right, that's today's show. I just want to remind everyone that the Fin Fans podcast is proud to be part of DolphinsTalk.com podcast network and the Pigskin podcast network. Check out these sites, guys. There's lots of podcasts and information there that you'll enjoy. All right, until next time, be well and take care.
Podcast Network.